This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The final trial involving the death of Elijah McClain resulted in guilty verdicts Friday. A jury convicted paramedics Peter Shakuniak and Jeremy Cooper of criminally negligent homicide. They gave McClain the powerful sedative ketamine after he was detained by police in 2019. Omar Montgomery is the president of the Aurora NAACP. He spoke in support of McClain's mother.
We stand with Shanine McClain to continue not just to have justice in the courtroom, but to reform public safety in the city of Aurora and nationwide.
The paramedics were found not guilty of a more serious charge, but Shakuniak was also convicted of assault. Wildlife officials are conducting their annual count of deer, elk, and bighorn sheep in southern Colorado. KRCC's Jess Hazel reports.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife is using low-flying helicopters to assess the populations of the herd animals. The flights will cross over the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, Fisher's Peak, and along the Arkansas River. The agency also plans to capture some deer and elk and release them with radio collars so biologists can study their movement and survival rates. Noise disturbances from the low flights usually only last a few minutes. The flights will wrap up by late January. Jess Hazel, KRCC News.
A man riding an electric scooter in Fort Collins was killed in a hit-and-run Thursday. Fort Collins police are asking for help in finding the driver. This is CPR News and KRCC.